It's Monday, August 17th, and I'm Richard Davis with KNEW's Local News Now. Navajo Nation President Budin Aigrin narrowly lost his July primary by a margin of a little more than 1,100 votes last month. But could satirical content generated by artificial intelligence have played a role? KJZZ's Gabriel Pietrazio took a look at that question.
With each passing day, it's getting harder to figure out what's real or a fake in our ever-evolving digital world.
Navajo Times! The internet is making fun of me! Make them stop!
That's President Aigrin sobbing outside of a Basha's grocery store. But not really. Actually, what you just heard was all made up. This lifelike clip is a deepfake, one of many that have been making the rounds within Diné social media circles for months now. Here's another one showing Aigrin wearing a crown.
Re-election? King Bu does not need the peasants' permission to stay king.
All of this comes from Navajo AI, an anonymous satire account that started posting videos a year ago. The page has since racked up nearly 3 million views across TikTok, Facebook, and YouTube. So popular that the tribe's chief prosecutor penned a November op-ed against deepfakes. Verlin Jackson Sr. made a pledge to, quote, investigate and, if necessary, prosecute anyone who uses digital deception to harm our people. KJZZ's many requests to speak with Jackson went unanswered, but his stern warnings haven't slowed down the creator behind Navajo AI. KJZZ has agreed to not use his name.
I do worry about old people getting confused about some of the videos. Because that's not what I'm trying to do.
This middle-aged Navajo man who lives on the res in Pinon, Arizona, says he's trying to poke fun at his scandal-ridden president, even through an 8-tune diss track.
Back in the red clay of a painted desert, I found me a high chief who wore a funny black hat. Said his name was Budin Aigrin, and he was the
album, I did that over a weekend. I put too much into the lyrics. I wanted, like, catchy hooks.
Some lyrics are subtle. Others, not so much.
And I said, boo, President Boo, and all of his goons, he's a grifter and a crook. Look at his pockets full of loot. Boo, President Boo.
While the First Amendment enshrines free speech in the U.S., that right is still up for debate in Indian country.
Tribes aren't necessarily subject to the Bill of Rights. And so the question is, like, what's the right balance?
Hopi Judge Trevor Reed teaches copyright law at UC Irvine.
Tribes are essentially able to make their own contours of whether they want to protect parody. And same thing with privacy and with your right of publicity. We need to at least have some breathing room for people to express themselves. But we also, I think as societies, we generally believe in protecting our own identities from misrepresentation.
Now the Navajo Nation is trekking into this AI frontier and preparing for the tough conversations that come with it. A working group of Diné scholars and traditional practitioners may be assembled to give direction to the tribal council's drafting of a policy that could include labeling things like language, sacred spaces, and ceremonies as IP. Intellectual property. For now, the jury is out about whether copyright law will be used to stifle AI-free speech. Here's Navajo DOJ Deputy Attorney General Catherine Belzowski.
That's also going to be an interesting part of the discussion, too. Will AI fall into that more traditional trademark situation where it's like, we can use it as Navajos and create things, but we want to assert a right against other people using it?
A few days after Aigrin's primary loss, the man behind Navajo AI tells me that this was really his plan all along.
Hopefully it made a difference. We'll see how the new president is once they come in. I'm not sure who I would vote for yet, but I'm just hoping that they would do a lot better.
As for what's next, Navajo AI says he'll be watching and waiting to see who wins the general.
I might make some Budin Aigrin videos just, you know, for his way out.
Gabriel Pietrazio, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
The water level at Lake Powell has fallen to a record low in another sign of crisis along the Colorado River. The alarming milestone was reached on Saturday and follows a record low set by Lake Mead. The two are the country's largest reservoirs and provide water and electricity for millions of people, as well as farms and wildlife. Federal data shows Powell's elevation dropped just below a record last set in April of 2023. Persistent overuse and rising temperatures have been depleting both reservoirs. The record lows come as the federal government and states that rely on the river struggle to develop a long-term management plan. Flagstaff police say a Goodyear man died in an apparent suicide over the weekend in a parking lot near Flagstaff City Hall in the city's downtown area. On Saturday morning, officers responded to a report of a person not breathing. They found 21-year-old Jimmy Wu, who was eventually pronounced dead at the scene with an apparent gunshot wound to his head. According to officials, based on a preliminary investigation, Wu's injuries were self-inflicted. Those with information are asked to call Flagstaff Police, 928-774-1414, or Silent Witness, 928-774-6111. An investigation is ongoing. And if you or someone you know is in crisis, you may call the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline at 988. Coquille County Sheriff's officials say a kidnapping suspect was arrested last week near Interstate 17, south of Flagstaff, with a female victim. On Thursday afternoon, authorities were pursuing the suspect on the highway when they deployed a tire deflation device. The suspect, who was reportedly armed with a handgun, fled on foot into the woods. The victim was rescued and did not require immediate medical attention. Officers eventually took the suspect into custody and turned them over to the Camp Verde Marshal's office. During the search, emergency text alerts were sent to residents of Mountain Air, Kachina Village, and Forest Highlands. An investigation into the kidnapping is ongoing. Arizona is preparing for a future with less Colorado River water. And some valley cities are working on a deal with the federal government to get paid for cutting back on water use. Joe Judice is the water resources director for the city of Mesa and says the payments are part of a strategy to keep more water in Lake Mead, the nation's largest reservoir.
Our primary objective, of course, is to be able to make sure we're able to supply the water that our residents and businesses of Mesa need. But we, of course, want to also preserve that water supply for many future generations.
Cities can use the money for infrastructure projects like fixing leaky pipes and building new wells. A former U.S. Customs and Border Protections agent and his fiancée have been sentenced for defrauding food assistance programs in Arizona. Attorney General Chris Mays announced Sam Rivas Howe and Hilda Sanchez each received 36 months of supervised probation and were ordered to pay more than $26,000 in restitution after pleading guilty to felony theft in Yuma County Superior Court. Prosecutors say the pair conspired to fraudulently collect Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program benefits along with women, infants, and children benefits. The total loss to the SNAP and WIC programs exceeded $25,000, and the crimes were committed while Howe was a CPB agent. Former Republican and running mate of Governor Katie Hobbs, John Giles, says it's a, quote, lost cause to continue to advocate for his former party. The Arizona Republic reports Giles, who's now a registered independent, says the GOP drew him in with ideals of free enterprise and limited government. But he says more voters have been forced out of the party. Giles was a lifelong Republican, but left the party in May. He has supported Democrats like Hobbs in 2022 and presidential hopeful Kamala Harris in 2024. Hobbs named Giles her running mate earlier this month. Giles and Hobbs took questions from reporters at a campaign event on Sunday in Mesa. State environmental officials have completed an emergency cleanup at a former mining site in the Bradshaw Mountains south of Prescott. The Daily Courier reports metals and other pollutants from the Senator mine have discharged for years into the Hassayampa River. The Department of Environmental Quality has diverted the river away from the unstable mine tailings and installed drainage systems to reduce the risk of additional contamination. But ongoing remediation is needed from the owner of the mine, Gold Paradise Peak Incorporated. It could cost an additional $4 million. The gold mine was founded in the 19th century.
For KNEU Local News Now, on this Monday, August 17, 2026, I'm KNEU meteorologist Lee Bourne. It's a low-grade monsoon forecast in the midweek. We'll call for isolated showers and thunderstorms each afternoon and seasonably hot temperatures, running around 5 degrees above average for this time of year. Into Wednesday, mountain highs will be checking in the mid-80s. Navajo and Apache counties, low-mid-90s. Prescott region, low-mid-90s in the Verde Valley, just under 105 degrees. Late week, monsoonal moisture looks to be on the increase with better chances for rain Thursday moving forward.
This is KNAU's Local News Now.